Good afternoon.
Hi, Elias.
And what shall we discuss this day?
Okay. So, I've been making quite a bit of progress in being more present at work, more comfortable at work.
Excellent.
Less reactive to outside authority.
Excellent.
That's been, I think, really the big development in the last month or so.
And have you been more comfortable in that?
Yes. Yes.
And what would you express is the single most affecting action that you are doing that allows you to accomplish that?
You know, I guess the way I think about it, which might be different than what you're asking, is that usually I have something that I practice or work with each day. For example, earlier this week, it was the idea that there are no problems in the present moment. Everything is okay in the present moment.
Very well.
And bringing that perception. But it changes day by day, but it's all with the idea of being present, working a lot with feelings.
Excellent.
That's also been a big over the last month is previously I haven't done much work on the feeling side, and now I've made a significant effort and good inroads into being more aware of what I'm feeling, seeing it passing through, trying to react less. But I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Yes, that is. Therefore, what you are doing in expressing that to yourself is you are focusing your attention on what is actually important and what isn't important.
What is actually important and what is...
And what is not important. When you are distracted and fretting in relation to what is occurring around you, generally you are allowing expressions that are not actually important to be bothersome to you.
Absolutely.
And when you are focused on what you are doing in the moment and what is actually important to you in the moment, then those outside distractions become less important and they stop being bothersome to you. Even if it is expressed in a manner that you think of as being yourself, that I am concerned about work that I am not doing enough, or I am distracted, or I am not busy enough with my tasks, or I am too busy with my tasks and I can't finish them. All of those expressions, regardless that you think that that is merely you, they're being influenced by outside sources and pressure that you place on yourself in relation to what you think is expected of you.
Right.
Not what you are necessarily expecting of you, but what you are expecting of yourself because of what you think is expected of you.
Right.
Therefore, when you are paying attention to what you are doing and you are recognizing in the moment that whatever you are doing is acceptable and fine and comfortable, and you are not concerning yourself with those outside sources because they aren't important, then you are much less bothered.
Yes. And much more in flow.
Precisely. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But I was thinking about this before the call a little bit. And again, digging into this feelings is relatively new for me, or...
As with many individuals.
Okay. And so I don't want to... But one of the feelings that comes up is this kind of general boredness, this slightly dissatisfied feeling. And so I was thinking about what, like that tends to persist. Like I can change my perception such that the outside concern about productivity or something like that, I can change my perception so that doesn't persist. But I keep coming back to this general bored idea. And so I wanted to dig in a little bit with what construct is influencing that or what I'm doing.
What I would express is, in general, when individuals are bored, it is because you're not engaging in something that interests you. Your interest is not being engaged. Therefore, when you think about that subject of being bored in any situation or scenario or subject, it is a matter of evaluating what could interest you. What could you be doing or engaging that could interest you? And it is not a matter of, I am at work and what could interest me would be a vacation or lying on a beach.
Right.
Or skiing down a mountain. No. It is a matter of observing what you are doing in the environment that you are in. Recognizing, first of all, that point of acknowledgement. This is always the first point and very important. Now, the point of acknowledgement is what? First, acknowledge the feeling. Then, in many situations, such as your job, acknowledge your choice. You chose to be there.
Of course.
Therefore, acknowledge the feeling, acknowledge the choice. The feeling is bored, which is dissatisfaction. In that, after you acknowledge the choice, then you evaluate, but I always have choices. And the choices are not about black and white. If I am bored, then I should be engaging a different job. Not necessarily. That may be the situation, but it may not be. Or it may not be that black and white in the moment. And in that, it is a matter of evaluating what choices can I engage now that would be more interesting to me? How can I engage my imagination and my curiosity to allow me to be more interested in what I am doing, and that may be approaching the subject from a different angle?
Yeah, okay. I could see a way of not doing things the way I've always done it, but you know what? Let me try doing it this way, which I think is interesting and more efficient.
Yes. Yes. And in that, allowing yourself to precisely engage in a different manner, approach the subject from a different angle. And in that, taking a step in something new. New generally will engage your interest in some capacity, even if it is a familiar subject. If you are engaging it in a new manner, it gives you something new to evaluate. Generally, you are interested in subjects or actions that allow you to expand. It does not matter what the subject is. The subject could be creating a new salad. It matters not what the subject is, but generally speaking, you will express interest in something that allows you to engage different or new or expanded, regardless of what it is.
And I assume it's the small steps of just doing that repeatedly that addresses the broader issue of, or the broader perception of, everything appears to be the same.
Yes.
That stuckness or something feeling.
Yes. I would express that, yes, that is definitely a matter of perception and how you are paying attention. What you are paying attention to,
right,
but also how you are paying attention. Because you can be paying attention to the same subject in a different manner, and it appears entirely different to you. Therefore, in this, it is a matter of allowing yourself to step outside of your individual box, so to speak, mm-hmm, in whatever box that may be in the moment. In some capacities, there is a degree of comfort in familiarity, but in other capacities, there becomes a lack of interest in familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it is merely a matter of engaging that initiative to to attempt something different. Experiment. You are all experimenters and inventors. Use it. Be experimenting and inventing.
Okay. It's not anything that bothers me that much because things are moving along plenty quick anyway, such that even a few months ago, I wouldn't be able to intentionally do that for an extended length of time at work.
I agree, and I would also agree that you are moving very quickly.
Wanted to see if I could put a broader framework related to not reacting to feelings and see if I can match it up with, I have a book on meditation that's certainly got some religious beliefs filtered in there, but I wanted to see if their framework for understanding or for describing the process of making feelings less important, if that is valid.
Very well.
And
you?
Okay, so the exercise that they recommend is, you know, not much different than what we're doing, which is staying present and not reacting to mental events, which are, in their terms, thoughts and feelings.
Very well.
And the idea is that over time, those thoughts and feelings lose their power over you. You pay less attention to them. They become less important, and they dissolve more on their own. And it describes, you know, again, this is arbitrary. You could come up with as many steps as you wanted to, but it gives four steps just to give an idea. It gives you, I think, a sense to a reason to want to practice or be present. And this first step is initially, you know, the mind is often lost, drifting aimlessly. There's lots of turbulence. Feelings are intense, often uncomfortable, lots of resistance to just being present. That would be, you know, where you start. And then after being present and, again, not reacting to those mental events over time, the thoughts and feelings lose their strength by a noticeable extent. They're seen as more as temporary phenomena. They still occur but are less harsh, more bearable. They get more comfortable, and your confidence and enthusiasm increases, and you develop a greater sense of well-being. And then the next stage, everything begins to feel more smooth. Mental events lose much of their importance. Thoughts and feelings are lighter, gentler, naturally more positive. Experiences of love, appreciation, and a sense of well-being occur more frequently. Your sense of happiness is no longer dependent upon circumstances. And then the fourth stage, which is pretty far, is the idea that you begin to see everything as perfect. The concept of self and other loses its power and disappears. You aren't reacting like you used to, and your sense that your awareness encompassing everything replaces your normal sense of self. How does that framework sound to you?
What I would say to you is it would be dependent on the individual, and the direction they are moving in, what their desire is, what they are engaging in relation to, what is important to them and how they want to expand. I would also express that it would depend on the individual in relation to their focus of attention in relation to themselves and their growth, let us say, and how they want to express that. Therefore, in very simple terms, what I would say to you is that that is a very positive idea.
And I understand that the intent is obviously very individualistic, but it's not. It strikes me that the idea of, again, it fits in line with what you said about changing importances and, again, how far you want to go down
yes,
that road.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. And I would express that this is the reason that I said that it would depend on the individual. Now, if it is an individual such as yourself engaging this philosophy and this direction, then I would express that it could be an interesting exercise and it could be beneficial. For another individual, I might express to them that it is entirely unrealistic and not to even consider it.
Okay. I mean, some people would naturally be drawn in a certain direction. And
well, the reason that I would express that to you is that the manner in which you direct your attention and in relation to your perception, you incorporate more of a tendency to avail yourself of information and apply what seems to you at the time to be workable and beneficial, but you don't view the information as absolute and that you have to follow it precisely to the letter.
Very true.
There are many individuals that move in directions of following to the letter and are very...
Where this would become like a goal or a must-do.
And on that, what generally occurs is that they move in a direction for a time framework and then discover that it is not necessarily successful for them in the manner that it is being expressed, and then they turn it on themselves and discount themselves and judge themselves for it, that they can't do it.
Right, another reason to feel bad about yourself.
Precisely. Now, that is the reason that I would express for you. It could be beneficial, for I'm aware that you would read this book, use the points that you perceive are beneficial to you and that are workable for you, and discard or dismiss what isn't necessarily workable for you or what you don't agree with. Many individuals would not even consider the idea of agreeing or disagreeing.
Okay.
If it is stated, then it must be true. And this must be the method. And if I can't do the method, there is something wrong with me. That is the difficulty for many individuals with this type of information, especially when it involves thinking and feeling.
Well, I noticed even in some of the instructions is that very slight differences in how they're expressed.
Yes.
Can cause you to do things that you're not doing what you want to be doing.
I very much agree, and that is a very valid point.
I don't necessarily go by their instructions. It's more of, you know, us working together and taking
yes.
what works.
The manner in which information is presented is a very significant point, because the idea may be beneficial, but the manner in which it is presented leads very easily in directions that can be convoluted and can move individuals in directions that are not beneficial, and that, in a manner of speaking, dangle the carrot that they can never reach.
Yeah, I can see that with feelings. Like, even if you said, well, don't pay any attention to your feelings, you could lead to avoiding rather
Precisely.
Than acknowledging.
Precisely. And I would also express that that can be dangerous, because individuals in your present time framework have been encouraged for a century to be more and more dismissive of feelings.
Right.
And that has led you in dangerous directions. And in that, anything that suggests that you be dismissive of feelings is treading in dangerous territory.
Yeah, I think at least for the male population.
I would very much agree, and that is very correct, because especially male individuals have been encouraged for over a century to be stifling that aspect of themselves, to the point in which, in your present time framework, there are countless individuals that are so unfamiliar with their feelings that it is a process merely to identify what they are.
Oh, my. I was the same way.
Yes.
I mean, I remember somebody, you had talked about different feeling communications and exercises, and it was like, I can't identify one feeling throughout the day.
Yes. And when I expressed that generally, on average, you likely express at least 30 within a day, many, 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 many individuals were horrified and questioning themselves, because they were incorporating difficulty identifying one.
Yeah.
And that has been encouraged for a considerable time framework. And I would express that within the time framework of half a century, that has spilled into the female population also, expressing that female individuals are too emotional and express too much feeling, and therefore have been discouraged Therefore, you have moved in a direction in most areas of your world of discounting, denying, and pushing away feelings in general, which is considerably unhealthy.
Now, what I've been doing more recently is, particularly with what I'll call like our, you have these sort of pangs, like, that remind you of a subject that still bothers you.
Yes.
And so I notice it, and I just recognize that that's just a passing feeling, that that's not the truth or a... It's just a passing feeling.
It is a then feeling. But what I would express to you is that there is somewhat of a significance to that.
Okay.
Because when you incorporate those then feelings that seem to be random, that occur occasionally about a familiar subject, that is an indicator to you about that energy in that invisible container. In a manner of speaking, that is a signal of some subject, some experience that has not necessarily entirely been addressed to.
Oh, of course. But in the way I think about it is, well, let's say 6 months ago, if I had that pang, it would have sent me off in a direction for an hour of thinking about it and trying to figure out a way to fix it.
And as you know now, that is not the direction.
Not the right way. And so now I'll notice that that is not something that needs to be fixed. I don't necessarily, it still comes around, but.
Yes. Now, in that, that is where this action of acknowledgement is very helpful. Because in that, you acknowledge that feeling, but you don't dwell on it. And you recognize in the moment something triggered that. You may not be entirely objectively aware of what triggered that.
No.
But something triggered that in the moment. Therefore, even if you aren't aware of what the trigger was, that is, figuratively speaking, a bell ringing for you to engage different choices. Therefore, it is your signal. Whatever I am doing, something triggered that to occur. Therefore, whatever I am doing presently, what can I do different?
Let's use an example here. Let's use that bored feeling, right? And then that would lead to that little bit of dissatisfaction, and then my traditional response would be, Elias, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I create what I want? Why aren't things changing? Right? Focusing on fixing it.
Yeah.
Where, okay, now today I'll acknowledge, oh, that's that feeling, and then engage a different choice.
Precisely, yes.
Such as, I guess, looking for a way to make the work more interesting, or
yes.
What can interest me in this moment?
Yes. think about what you are doing, and in that, you might be expressing to yourself, I'm doing nothing. You're always doing something. But even if your assessment is, I'm doing nothing, then perhaps you might be doing something. Do something different. Generate a different choice. That is your alarm sounding. This is the opportunity. In this moment, do something different. Make a different choice. Because you are making the same choices, and that is what triggered that then feeling.
Right. Okay.
It is not random.
No, I didn't think so.
Therefore, it is always, as much as many of you dislike this word, an opportunity. It is an opportunity to engage something different. And that changes the feeling.
Now, the sense of engaging something different, it can feel like a lot of work at times.
I would express that is your thinking.
Okay.
That is the thought mechanism moving into the primary position of your attention. That you are paying attention to your thinking primarily, and that is what appears to be complicated or difficult because you are attempting to find an answer.
Okay.
It is something different. What should I do?
Think about what I want to do differently before I do it.
Correct. And in that, what I would say to you is it is not that difficult. It is not that complicated. In a moment, as you and I discussed in a previous conversation, it can be anything. Therefore, it could be as simple as in that moment, you merely choose to smile. That is not difficult. It is not complicated. It doesn't require tremendous energy or effort. You don't have to move your physical body to another location. You don't have to engage anything.
That's a good one.
All you have to do is smile.
My most common
example of how simple it can be. You don't have to formulate a plan. It could be as simple as standing up.
You're right. It's the thinking about it that's the hard work.
Precisely. The thinking is what is the difficult aspect. Attempting to evaluate. It is merely a matter of looking at what are you doing? That is the question. What am I doing in this moment? Are you sitting? Are you frowning? Are you looking at something particular? Do something different. It doesn't have to be the opposite. It merely has to be different. It doesn't have to be profound.
Right, because that's where you get, or I would get into the idea, okay, so what have I have? What do I have and what am I accomplishing? And I'm trying to think about it. And like, I can't identify anything that I'm accomplishing. I can't.
Precisely. I would express to you simple. simple, simple, simple. It does not require tremendous energy or effort. And it doesn't have to be cosmically meaningful. It doesn't have to be tremendous. You don't have to have a plan. How much planning does smiling require?
No, it's just about, you do it a few times, I'm sure, and you just Correct. Do more and more.
Correct. I would express to you, if you merely stood up at a particular time when you are sitting at your desk, after the second time you do it, you don't have to think about it. You might merely automatically do it.
Yeah, and these actions are much easier to do and to build than what I would previously do, is sort of almost make a list.
Well, I would express that as definitely distracting.
No, and I've given it lots of effort, and I've had success with it, but it's still work.
Yes.
Where this is not work.
Correct. Maybe as simple as I will eat a piece of candy.
Okay. Along this lines, and this is somewhat similar, is the idea of paying, or of you always create more. And this, what would I say this is similar, is that because you can get into the idea, okay, what is, I have this intention, what is like that I can pay attention to? And I feel like that's not a very good way to approach. Because you're focused on the outcome, really, there.
Explain. Or offer an example.
Okay. We talked about this, paying attention to the general theme of your intention.
Very well.
But I find that, I was thinking that if I'm aware of my intention as I'm doing this, am I really allowing, or am I getting into a more of a subtle way of trying to control?
Ah. Now, in that, if you were genuinely listening and genuinely paying attention to that subject, you would see that if you are moving in the direction of your intention, it is not about focusing on the outcome. It is about focusing on whether you are in harmony with that intention, with everything else you are doing. Knowing that everything is interconnected, and you don't have to think about that. You don't have to think about everything is interconnected.
Now, if I was actually exploring this yesterday, was the idea of, and I don't even have to think of a particular intention, because just asking myself the question, is my energy in harmony with my intention, it all seems to go to the same place, which is I just naturally relax, feel better, more present.
Excellent. Excellent. And that is the point. That is the point. Now, I would acknowledge that for many individuals, the first step, because it is unfamiliar, would be to notice what they are doing and to allow themselves to pay attention to what they are doing to evaluate, is this in harmony with what my intention is? That gives them information. But eventually, what you expressed in this moment is the point. You don't have to be evaluating or analyzing every action that you do. You don't have to be thinking about everything is interconnected. That if you are in harmony, you relax and you allow and you enjoy yourself, and in that, yes, you are in harmony.
And so what I did to get to that yesterday, again, I mentioned that I every day I use something different usually to practice with, and yesterday was, you know, asking myself on an ongoing basis, what am I doing? And I noticed over time that I was aware of what I was doing without asking that question.
Aha! Excellent!
And then I was able to say, like, well, is my energy, yeah, I just change it. Well, okay, is my energy in harmony with my intention? And then that would just say, no, I'm kind of actually tense right now. All right, so let me relax.
That is being more present. That is being self-aware. And being present, you are continuously aware of choices because you have the information directly in front of you. You ask one question and you immediately have an answer. No, I'm not quite relaxed, or I'm feeling some tension. And what does that do? It gives you choice in the moment. Very well. You can either choose to continue in that direction or you can choose to change it.
Mm. And that, I know the answer to this question, but, and that's all you have to do. That's enough.
Yes. That I've been expressing is that it is not difficult. It does not require tremendous energy. It is easy. And it doesn't require analyzing or evaluating, concentration, thinking about it tremendously. No, it is in actuality very simple. That doesn't mean that you are simple. It means what you are doing is simple. And therefore, it creates more ease. You stop complicating everything, which you so adore doing. But you stop complicating everything and allow yourself to flow. Then if you want to complicate, you can find something that you can be complicated in that interests you being complicated, rather than bothers you being complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my friend, I would express that is all that is required. It is that simple, and in that, the reason simple is not easy is because you love to complicate.
Well, normally it's so distracting. Like, I don't. We've been doing this for a number of years, and I just couldn't be present at work without being constantly being distracted.
I'm understanding, but in that you are addressing to what you think is important first. You all do this. You work from the outside in. Initially, what you think is important are all the outside expressions, situations, circumstances, actions. And then as you continue to expand and you give yourself more information, you begin moving closer and closer and closer to you. And then you move inside of you and you begin to see the influence of all those aspects outside of you, and that it is you that is responding to them, not them that are doing it to you.
Yes. And then they're really just the arrow directing your attention back to yourself.
Precisely. They are the reflection. Yes. And that generally does require some time to move to that position in which you can actually see that everything isn't about what is outside of you. It is not what it is doing to you, but what you are doing in relation to what is outside of you. How you are perceiving it and what you are allowing to influence you. That requires some time to move to that point, for that is not the manner in which you are accustomed to perceiving anything.
I noticed it yesterday because my boss was around, and I was getting more of a sense of appreciation for the role that she's playing in helping me notice what I'm doing.
Excellent. And what you don't necessarily see is how that influences her in a more accepting and empowering manner. Because whatever you are doing that allows you to be more aware and then also allows you to be more relaxed, more comfortable, less reactive, that in turn influences out in the same capacity.
And what I notice is that I'm less concerned about it.
Precisely.
That subject.
Precisely. Which means you are less reactive. Not to her, not to outside sources, but to yourself. You are less
right.
reactive in becoming tense.
To that feeling.
Yes. Therefore, you are not reacting.
That's the other thing I was playing with which is all this all plays together, is that my job is to change my relationship with my feeling.
Precisely. Yes. And to not be reactive to it. Therefore, you choose the feeling doesn't dictate.
Yeah. Okay. We got a few minutes left. Something I wanted to ask about, this came up in a session a long time ago, but I was reading over it, and I was just wanting to ask about it. I was talking about being present, and I think at the time was practicing on, like, the treadmill, and I noticed that when I was present, I was less interested in, you know, how many minutes were left on the treadmill. And I think the term you used, if I got it correctly, because I have not seen you use a term in this term elsewhere, was that I was less tethered.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could explain that a little more. Just that was interesting.
What is a tether?
Something that holds you to something else.
Correct. It binds you. And in that, when you are considerably focused on something, when you are making something important, that it is not necessary to be important, rather than being present and experiencing in the present, when you are doing the former, you are making unimportant subjects be important, and that tethers you. It binds you.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you are tethered to the subject as if it were a rope around your foot.
Right.
And you are dragging it along because you can't escape it.
And you're using it to make yourself more uncomfortable.
Precisely. Okay. Precisely. Because you continue to pay attention to it and feed it.
Okay. That was pretty simple. Okay. I think we're just about done in a couple minutes. I think that was all with my questions. I don't know if there's anything else you want to add, but I feel very satisfied right now.
Excellent. I would be expressing a tremendous congratulations to you, my friend, and acknowledgement of what you are accomplishing and how quickly you are accomplishing it. It is tremendous and a genuine testament to genuinely paying attention and applying. This is what I have been expressing to other individuals. You have information. You know what to do. It is a matter of doing it. And
yeah,
you are.
You caused a little commotion about that.
But there would be much less commotion if you are doing it.
Understood.
And you are. And I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Elias. Thank you very much.
You are tremendously welcome, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting. I express tremendous encouragement to you and wondrous lovingness as always. Au revoir.
Goodbye, Elias. Thank you.